Here, Blaise Bailey on Dance World. Welcome to our program and thank you for your opportunity. What's going on in Italy?
So far, we are starting out. Last night was Pisa. It was the first night of the European leg of the tour and it was fantastic. We had a great reaction from the fans. Made a couple of mistakes and had a couple of equipment problems, which is normal for the first night, but the reaction of the fans was absolutely fantastic. And overall, we played a really good gig, really pleased with it. Got to sign everything after. Tonight, we're in Torino, and never played this club before, but we're really, really looking forward to it. Really excited about the gig. I love being in Italia, and it's a great place for me. The fans here always give me such a warm welcome. So, really looking forward to tonight. And the rest of the tour, you know, so far it's going really well. Got a couple of problems with the bus and there's no electricity on it, but we're not worried about that so far. You know, we'll light some candles. And but yeah, it's going great, and we love playing in Italy. So
great. Could you tell us something about your last work, The Man Who Would Not Die, and what changed from the past works?
Well, Man Who Would Not Die is an angry, aggressive and resentful album, and it is also quite philosophical in its acceptance of circumstances. The biggest difference between that and the last albums is it's a completely new band, and we changed the name as well. It's not Blaise anymore, now it's Blaise Bailey, because we felt a lot of people didn't associate the name Blaise, because there's a rapper, there's an ice hockey team, there's a PlayStation character, a lot of things when you Google Blaise. But Blaise Bailey then is just one, we hope. So we changed the name to that. We got a brand new band together of people that committed to metal and committed to making music that is powerful, melodic, with interesting lyrics. So that's the biggest difference. And then we wrote this album in a different way, in that we shared all of the writing. It wasn't just me doing all of the lyrics. What we said was, it doesn't matter who has the ideas, but as long as it's the best idea we can do, it doesn't matter. So Nico wrote some of the lyrics, David wrote some of the lyrics, I did some of the guitar parts, and all together we put the album together. And I think it has a real strength. And it's my favourite album out of all of the ones that I've done since I left Maiden. And this is my favourite one. And I think it's the most complete work. It tells a kind of story. It's a theme in that someone is very angry about the way they've been treated and they want revenge. And they want revenge so much that that single thing keeps them alive and keeps them going. And they talk about the revenge, and then at the end of the album they accept where they are and say, right, this is the life I have and this is the life I must live.
Great, thank you. May I ask you something about your Iron Maiden career? Which member were better, have a great relationship with you?
Me and Steve Farris, probably, yeah. Musically, I had a lot of respect for him, and we really enjoyed working on songs together, so I probably got along best with Steve.
And did you find it very significant as a part of your career? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I learned so much. When I was in Wolfsbane, it was very raw and aggressive, and when I went to Maiden then, I became a lot more mature in my approach to songwriting. Steve Harris taught me a lot about writing songs, and working with him was a real experience. Being on the road with Maiden, doing such long tours in such difficult circumstances, that taught me a lot about my voice. And both of the albums that I enjoyed doing, and I think there's some great music on the two albums that I did with the band. And I think really I started to sound a lot more like Blaise Bailey after Iron Maiden. I started to find my identity with all of that experience then from Wolfsbane and from Iron Maiden. Then I started to find the true identity and started to really find my own voice. And so, yeah, it's a very, very important part of my career. It's a long time ago now.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But, yeah, it's something I look back on fondly.
Oh, great. Somebody told me that you have a passion with informatics. Is it right?
With what?
Informatic and technology.
Yeah, I'm interested in the relationship between technology and humans.
Yeah.
So in the way that we interface and relate to the technology in our lives, the growth of the silicon chip, of internet, and the way that we relate to each other through that medium, and what is it about that medium that entices us, and as we give that medium more responsibility, as we give technology more responsibility and devolve ourselves from that responsibility, then what is the next step, Mr. Anderson?
Because of this question, because we are a web radio Turin Polytechnic and we study about technology. It's just, what do you think about technology? If it can help with the music?
Relating to me in my own life, then when I started off in music, then you had to record on tape, and you could only, if you had no money, you could only use a 4-track or 8-track. It was a really big deal to have an 8-track machine, and it cost a lot of money. And if you wanted to make an album, you had to go to a studio with £1 million worth of equipment to record an album. Now, you can go do an album, provided you've got a good room for the drums, do an album in the bedroom, and it sounds the same or better.
Yeah,
because of the technology. Because now the technology is so powerful and advanced that it can capture the music. And you don't have to, it's a different thing. So in our music, what we're trying to do is capture the vibe and the essence of the song and the idea within the music that we play, which is two guitars, bass, drums and vocals on the album, a few different layers. Technology has moved on. As a musician, other musicians, you can use the advances in technology in a very creative way. So you can make music that was impossible to make before. So that is another thing about the technology related just to what I do. Live, there is little or no technology involved in what we do, apart from electricity. Then everything we play at a concert is completely live. There are no computers, no nothing. Some artists do use that. For us, we only use it really in the studio. But also, we've been able to put together our own record label because we have PCs, we have internet, and we can make the record cheaply. We have our own online store. When I started singing, there were no mobile phones, there was no internet, and sounds, I'm old. But that was it. Now you've got internet, you've got mobile phones, we keep in touch with people, we have MySpace, we have blazebailey.net. We can relate directly to the fans and tell the fans what is going on without anybody else being involved. And if people want to find out about us, they can come and find out about us. So it is another world. And I think it takes it back from the early days of music, no big record companies. Now the big record companies, now they are more marketing. But our record company is totally about music and about, and that was the old days of music. So in one way, we can have a record company and just about keep going and all of that because of the technology. Which would have been impossible even 10 years ago. It would have been very, very difficult for us to do what we do now.
Thank you. And the last question is not a really question, it's an appeal, because we talk about rock music, and that's probably because MTV that only broadcasts rap, R&B, something like that. And there are a lot of lost sheep all around the world because they don't know yet rock music. Could you tell something to that people to come back to listen to music or something like that?
What's important about rock is most rock and metal isn't trying to be commercial in the sense that it's trying to hook you the first time you hear it. And so it lasts longer. It's like strong coffee. At first, it tastes bitter, but after a while, you can't live without it. And this is the same with metal and good rock music. Pop music is good for the background, for what it's good for, dancing. But real rock and metal that is made by musicians is generally played by people who want to play live and perform. And I think that's the difference. So it's a different world. MTV started, they used to play rock and metal because those were the only videos available. Now they've changed the industry so that every big artist, that a big part of what they do is the video. For us, we have a video, but it's only another part of what we do. It's only it's a way to show people, if you want to see us, this is what we're like. But for other bands, especially pop bands and chart bands, then it's different. So I'd say metal is something that, to start getting into, it's a love of a lifetime, I think.
Thank you so much, and good luck for your tournée. I hope to listen to great concert tonight. Thank you.
Grazie mille, Italia.